This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Michelle, what are you doing?
I'm driving.
All right, listen, what you're doing is you're playing for Cindy Lauper tickets. Jiffy Lube Live, July 24th, courtesy of Live Nation.
You know what? We heard that it was going to be difficult, Michelle, that there are no multiple choices in here.
You guys are on your own, but I think you'll be all right.
Oh, boy.
Gina, I'm going to invite you to get
gotta
out of here.
Go.
All right, question number one in the College of Knowledge. The gas station Amoco. Amoco stands for something. What does it stand for? The letters in Amoco.
American Oil Company.
Yeah, you're on the board. See, I knew you'd be okay. Question number two. What were the names of the rival gangs in West Side Story?
The Jets and the Sharks.
Two for two. Come on, let's get a clean sweep. What color M&Ms did not exist from 1976 to 1987?
Either red or gray. I think it's red because of the red dye number 9 thing or something like that.
A clean sweep. Let's bring Gina back in. Yes, you're correct. We got a clean sweep, Gina. I told you guys would be okay.
Oh, man.
Diploma, baby.
Question. Diploma, baby.
She's gloating already. Now, what am I going to make one for myself if I tie or beat you with a number of correct questions here? I would have to only tie, right?
Gina, the gas station Amoco. What does Amoco stand for?
American Motor Oil Company.
Oh, you're so close. I mean, there's no other kind of oil for that. It's really just American Oil Company. We take it to the judges. Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Okay.
Give it to her. Okay. Yeah, give it to her.
Thank you, Michelle. I mean, you know, either way, I'm in the factory, so it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Question number two. What were the names of the rival gangs in West Side Story?
You know.
I like your giggle.
I want to live in America. I know that song. Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody in the Capulets, that's Romeo and Juliet. You know, I don't know. East versus West. How about that?
We'll take the Jets and the Sharks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Yeah. Question number three. What color M&Ms did not exist from 1976 to 1987?
Wow. Okay. We probably wasn't allowed to eat them during that era, but I'm going to...
That's when you're supposed to eat them.
I'm going to say orange, probably.
Oh, man. We were looking for red because of that red dye number or whatever.
And red number 5, and then it was fine for a while, and now they're banning it again.
For 3 for Michelle. 1 out of 3 for Gina. No diploma for you, Gina, but Michelle gets one.
Yeah, Michelle, that was tough. You've earned every bit of that because I kind of fell apart. The wheels came off at the end there.
No, I appreciate it, but you don't have to send me a diploma. It's cool.
Really? No. Oh, no, but you earned it. I got to make it. Now I feel bad.
I know how much you loathe it. So.
Do you want us to send you the Cindy Lauper tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Okay.
Of course.
See, Greg's got her excited.
Why we're here.
I might even surprise you with a diploma in the email.
We'll do it again tomorrow. College of Knowledge. It'll be Throwback Thursday on today's 101.9. Be here, 7:30.